This weekend, music makers from all over will be converging on the Kent County Fairgrounds. It's the 21st annual Junegrass Bluegrass Festival with some top-level national talent and some local favorites converging in Lowell, about 50 miles west of Lansing. Earlier this week, current state's Jamie Paisley caught up with Lee Strasberger, organizer and president of the West Michigan Bluegrass Music Association, about the event. Turns out Mr. Strasberger had a bit of a surprise earlier this week.
Yesterday morning at 6:30, I drove through the fairgrounds, and there's already 11 campers in there already for the festival.
Now, I know this is the 21st annual Junegrass Bluegrass Festival. Have you been kind of heading it up for all 21 years?
No, I've been president of the association now for 4 years, but I've been with the organization for 7 years, so I've been working on this festival for the last 7 years. The big name groups that we have is Newtown, which is a band that's run by Katie Penn and Junior Williams, and they have a brand new CD that's coming out on July 4th, so they're promoting their new CD. We had them with us about 3 years ago. They reorganized the band, and they sound better than ever, so we're pretty excited about having them. And then our other main headliner is Flat Lonesome, which has probably one of the top-selling CDs on the bluegrass market today called A Runaway Train. So we're excited about being able to get them to be our headliner band for Junegrass.
Yeah.
Then we have a number of local bands as well. Ones that may be familiar with in this area is Out of the Blue. We have Calabogie Road playing. We have New County Grass playing out of the Detroit area. So we have some pretty hot bluegrass bands coming.
Oh, my darling, go and stay if you want it that way. You don't love me, that is plain to see. If your new love turns you down, I won't be hanging around. So don't you come running back to me. Darling, go and stay if you want it that way. You don't love me, and that is plain to see. If your new love turns you down, I won't be hanging around. So don't you come running back to me.
Now, tell me about Band Scramble. I'm assuming that's not, you know, morning breakfast, you're making eggs for everybody. What is Band Scramble?
Yeah, the Band Scramble is one of the things that everybody looks for. You sign up for it by putting your name on a piece of paper with what instrument you play, and that name gets put into a hat. And then we draw those names out, and whatever three or four people or five people we pull out to be in your band, that is your band that you have to come up with 3 to 4 songs to do in an hour. So they get 1 hour to practice with 3 or 4 people that you've probably never played with before. But now you're going to get together and go on stage and perform 3 or 4 songs for us. And then we will judge the winners.
We're speaking with Lee Strasberger of the West Michigan Bluegrass Music Association about this weekend's 21st annual Junegrass Bluegrass Festival. And Lee, that begs the question then, what is your instrument?
My instrument is a guitar. I've been playing the guitar probably for 55 years, and I have a vintage 1969 Martin D18 that I bought when I was back in college, and I still have it today.
And I won't ask how many years ago that was.
It's been a while.
addition to, you know, the headliners that you've got Saturday and musicians also coming on Friday, you also have workshops for instrument performing, banjo and fiddle, mandolin, guitar workshops as well, right?
That's correct. We do that on Saturday morning, and then we actually have an organized lesson program where people come in and you can sit there and talk with an instrument player and ask them, well, how do you do this? Or, you know, what do you recommend? How do you do it? This, you know, how do you play it? And so on and so forth. So you can really get some personal instruction of those because they're usually small groups and it's really a one-on-one almost situation. So it works out really well. But what's nice about it too, you know, being in the campground, you can easily walk around and see somebody picking at their campsite and just walk up to them and start talking to them and picking with them and learn something new.
Yeah. Which happens, of course, because a lot of this is an overnight as well. Like you said, it's a camping experience. But the question is, if people come and they bring their families and their little ones that maybe not don't have the attention span for all of that music, what are there accommodations that you make for kids?
Yeah, we are bringing Fiddlin' Dixie Joe from the UP is coming down with her kids program. She has a kids corner, and she teaches kids how to make instruments and play different musical games. She does an instrument museum for them, so they can go up and actually handle the instruments and fool around with them. So we're pretty excited about all the different activities that she does for kids. So we're looking forward to that. It should be quite an adventure if you have any children that you're bringing along.
The main events happen Friday and Saturday, 24th and 25th of June. But you said that there are people already camping out there, and the first schedule event doesn't happen until Thursday. What happens Thursday at June Grass?
Yep, everybody that is, you know, comes in before Thursday is invited to come to a potluck. We have a potluck dinner at 5 o'clock on Thursday evening. We have a number of door prizes and things like that we give away. And it's a good time because again you're seeing the people that you haven't seen since a year ago, and they come back, and so it's a good lot of fellowship going on during that potluck meal. And then we're trying to promote the city of Lowell has a concert series on Thursday nights that start at 7, so we invite our people that are here for our festival to stop by and see the Lowell Sizzle and Summer Series and listen to a band that they have playing on Thursday night.
You're the one, you're the one that made me cry. Oh, you're the one that laughed at me and said goodbye. Oh, you're the one, you're the one that made me blue.
Now, this is, after all, summer, and weather can be a question. What are there plans set in place if inclement weather happens for the Kent County Fairgrounds?
We have, we have all this activity under a big tent and a stage outside, but there are also shelters all around the tent that have bleachers and so on, where you can sit under a roof or you can be out of the rain if we do get rain problems under the tent. We also have, we give everybody information about emergency situations like bad weather or if there's any type of medical information. All that information is given in our program so everybody knows what to do in case there's any issues.
We've been speaking with Lee Strasburger, the guitarist and president of the West Michigan Bluegrass Music Association, putting on the 21st annual June Grass Bluegrass Festival at the Kent County Fairgrounds in Lowell, Michigan. More information about the June Grass Festival is available online at wmbma.org. Lee, thanks very much for speaking with us, and I hope you have a picking good time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. This is probably the highlight of the year, usually our June Grass Festival is.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.